Seen this? Paul thrust a copy of Nightmare in a Damaged Brain into my hand. The cover showed a decidedly distraught man crying tears of blood whilst holding what I could only assume to be the eponymous damaged brain. No, I said. Ah, man, behind the times or what? We were stood in Ray's Video Emporium, a cramped, narrow little shop stacked wall to wall with thrillingly lurid video boxes. This was our Mecca in the autumn of 1983, a place of unfathomable visions of extreme violence and unrelenting mayhem. What kid could ask for more? Paul picked up another video box. What about this one? It was Cannibal Ferox. Nope, I said. Jesus, Scott, you seen anything? I guess not, I said, a little testily. I'd known Paul since school, and he was, by his own estimation, the ultimate gorehound. His was a steady diet of dismemberment, disembowelment, and the shuffling, decaying dead. He'd watch that stuff while he was having his tea and not think anything of it, a fact of which he was most proud. This one? He asked, holding up a copy of The Burning. Not yet. Paul shook his head in disapproval. The Emporium's proprietor, Ray Ellis, a man after Paul's heart, was something of a connoisseur when it came to the more extreme videos on the market. If you wanted to rent, say, Smokey and the Bandit or Flash Gordon, then you went across town to Video Magic. But if you wanted tits and gore, you went to Ray's. Yet, so cramped was the Emporium that any more than 3 or 4 patrons at any given time would be enough to cause major congestion, severely putting into question the shop's overtly grandiose name. That day, however, there was only myself and Paul in the place. Ray, a gangly, emaciated-looking bloke, would sit behind a small counter at the back of the shop, chain-smoking, and, more often than not, reading a paperback. If it wasn't Sean Hudson, then it was Guyenne Smith, all killer slugs and giant crabs, and he'd offer up recommendations for the latest blood-soaked title for our delectation. Behind Ray were stacks and stacks of videotapes, all labelled alphabetically, while beneath the counter were his collection of off-the-shelf blueies. The only one of us who'd rented one of those had been Mark, but then he was 18, a year older than myself or Paul, and also the only one of us to have an actual girlfriend, or a job for that matter. I suppose he was the closest thing to an actual grown-up in our gang. Mark told us that he'd talked his girlfriend Lindsay into watching Ray's porno with him, only to find out that it was about some guy dressed up in a gorilla suit going around getting blowies off dog-rough women, as he put it. Apparently Lindsay had not been impressed, to say the least. Paul shoved Tenebrae into my hand. You've got to have seen this one. No. Jesus Christ, it's fucking Argento, man! Well, you seen Last House on the Left yet? I retorted. Fucking do one! I knew that'd get him. It was the bane of his existence that I'd seen Last House and he hadn't. Ray looked at us from over his paperback, currently James Herbert's The Fog, and smiled a mouthful of yellow-stained teeth.
What you boys looking for this time?
Dunno,
said Paul, clearly still sulking from the Last House comment. Well, I interjected, that's not strictly true, is it, Paul?
No.
No. There's a film we've been after for ages.
Fuck's sake, muttered Paul. Don't keep going on about bleeding Last House on the Left, will you?
Not Last House, you div. What's the film we're always talking about? Paul shrugged. I sighed. The Evil Dead, I offered.
Oh, right, yeah. That looks well wicked.
I know you, Bellend. We've talked about it loads. Paul stared at me, gone out. Then he blinked, and somewhere inside that head of his, a light bulb flickered. The Evil Dead, billed as the ultimate experience in gruelling terror, had become the holy grail of must-see videos within our small circle, even if Paul had a momentary lapse in this regard. Not one of us had seen it, but boy, had we read about it. At least, I had. Every Fangoria article, every review, and every interview with the filmmakers I could find, I pored over with feverish eyes. Stephen King, no less, had called it the most ferociously original horror film of the year, and the few people I'd met who'd seen it claimed it was the most balls-to-the-wall scary movie they'd ever watched. To a 17-year-old gorehound in the making, this film couldn't have ticked any more boxes if it tried.
Evil Dead, eh? Muttered Ray Ellis.
He relit the fag end hanging out of his mouth, then put his bookmark, a playing card, inside the fog and hid it away beneath the counter.